pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. If you need to be in touch with the show, all you got to do is text me. Joining us now on the line, he's the lead pastor at Pathway Church in Sims. Also got campuses all around the area. But Travis Johnson joins us on the line. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for making time. We always appreciate it. Well, it's been a little while since we've had you on, at least for me, filling or not without a fill-in. But, you kind of watch what's going on around the country, and there's a lot being made of it. But there is, even though the Democrats would argue it's a very small portion of the Democratic Party as a whole, it is on the upswing. And this rise of the socialist ideologies, these ideas that I think are way out of the American mainstream. And I was kind of curious, like, what do you make of it? To me, there's a part of it, the secularization of the country maybe, and not really looking in the right places for answers. And we're going in this, what I think is a very dangerous direction in some places, because people are just looking for answers, and this is what they're coming up with.
Well, I agree. I also, whenever I'm talking about things, I'd like to talk about it from a Christian worldview, from a Christian perspective, biblical perspective. And I just want to say that socialism and communism is incompatible with the Christian worldview. The Bible tells us, thou shalt not covet. And so when we reappropriate earnings from people like the DSA, advocates, like the Democratic Socialists of America advocate. It is your communist. This is an anti-Christ spirit. It's an anti-Christian worldview. And I mean, could you imagine, Jeff, could you imagine rewriting the parable of the talents according to the hermeneutic or the worldview of socialists and communists? You would have to take the talents from the person that had two and multiplied them to four, or the one from five to 10, and give them to the servant who squandered and hid the talent they had. So you kill productivity. If you want to kill America, then jump on board with Mamdani and Al-Sayed, not to mention the Islamification of our country. This is a wild partnership that's taking place, and it's not a small thing. It's happening right in our community. Let me also tell you, they're very aggressive. There are some people in those movements that are unhinged, and we should absolutely stiff arm that, distance from ourselves from that, denounce that. We need pastors speaking against it. This is not normal, but it is a battle. We have to face it.
This was like the lesson from the Cold War. And you look at the Soviet Union, and, they really frowned upon organized religion, particularly Christianity. They wanted to be the religion. They wanted you to look at the state as your higher power. I talk about this all the time, but there's got to be alarm bells about this, because I just think increasingly this is what they do in other countries. This is what they do, and it is becoming a thing in Western Europe, right? This is a thing that's becoming, certainly in third world countries, that we're going in this direction. And then that seems to me to be the product of it. That you're right, that we're trying to take a, I don't know, a contrived by man solution and impose it on humanity. But this, like you said, these people, the revolutionary, the radicals, and they don't just take a win or two. They want to change the entire system.
It's moving into the South. There's a big headquarters coming for Atlanta. There's a big aim for that. And let me tell you, they're looking at Mobile as well. They're there. It's now, they're a lot of them are living in their mom's basement. If we had basements in Mobile, that's where they're living. It might be in a garage or something. And there's a lot of anger. And I'm telling you, the danger is not like there's a swarm of people diving in there, but the danger is people that are center left that feel like their candidate has to move forward. So they're making these unholy alliances. And so you actually see, you know, between DSA, between Islam, between the radical LGBTQ agenda, you see this partnership taking place. It's overwhelming the Democrat Party. And so you end up with people that are Democrats that actually don't want any part of that, but those deals are bringing it, them into it, and that party is being overrun. I mean, it's a dumpster fire. And, you know, unfortunately, even in our own communities, we have these side deals being made back in the private. Let me tell you, I see it. I recognize it. And there's questions that we have to settle in our own hearts about what kind of community that we're going to be. And I promise that for me, you know, what I want for people around me is that they work, they aspire, they achieve, they rise. Not that they're like crabs in a bucket trying to pull everybody down. And it's like this, you know, this journey to the bottom. I mean, this is not who we are. We're family friendly community, and we esteem one another. And when we disagree, we can disagree about that. We don't have to go on attacking this so viciously. This is not who we should be. And so my challenge would be, if that's kind of how you vote, if you kind of lean, stiff arm that. And you know, hey, there's a room around another campfire. If you have a vision for your children, or you have if you're Gen Z, you have a vision for your future. We don't want an equal sharing of misery, but we want equal opportunity, the ability for pursuit of right life, liberty, and happiness, pursuit of happiness.
Well, that's just the other thing about this, like the Democratic Party, whatever you want to say about it, and it being a center left party, they're seeing the possibility for gains here. There's an incentive here to start embracing that, and they're starting to let a little bit at a time in more and more, and I think it heads in that direction. And you know, our elite institutions, you know, aside from our religious, well, even some of the, you know, the churches in this country are sort of going along with it, that they're incentivized by maybe more participation or more votes or more just self-esteem or something like that. But mm-hmm. that's the trend. It's a real trend that's going on here, I believe.
Well, there's a pressure. There's a real pressure that everybody faces, every business leader, every family, churches, pastors. You know, pastors are prone to it, and political leaders, even political leaders in our own community, that they don't believe in it, but they want the votes, or they need the votes. And so we pander to that, or we don't resist it. We're just silent about it. We think, you know, hey, I actually had somebody tell me this one time, you know, pastor, the banana that sticks out from the bunch gets peeled. You know what? I don't care. I mean, you also have to break from the peloton in order to win the race. And it requires people to be courageous enough to stand up for their kids. You have some parents that will be silent while their kids walk into destruction because they're more concerned with appeasing their children instead of leading and raising their children. And this is happening throughout society. It's happening in our churches. And it's a shame when you have political leaders to know what is right and not do it.
Well,
and the pastors,
I think it's a great point about what's going on in education. And some of it's not even about appeasing the children. We're being held hostage by this worldview, I don't know how to describe it, but that they want their kids to be successful. They want them to excel in their learning environment. And while they may not believe a lot of what they're being taught, they don't teach their kids to object to it. They just like, go ahead and learn this, get your A's, get your good grades, get your high test scores. And I think that, you know, the finished product is going to be more of this ideology, more in society.
Oh, there's no question. And, you know, this ideology too, it's silly. There's no ideological continuity. There's a lack of integrity. I'll give you a good example. You know, it's funny. Doug Jones is pro-choice when it comes to life in the womb, but he's anti-choice when it comes to children being able to go to the school that's best for them. So these are not ideological issues. They're personality issues. They're popularity issues. It's money issues. You know, it's expedience. But at some point, there has to be a moral framework, a foundation that guides you. For me, I think the most dangerous thing for me and for you and for people to have a calling on their life, a sense of purpose and destiny, would be to be successful at the wrong things. And so what does it matter if you advance in a particular area? There's some clubs I don't want to be invited to. There's some things I don't want to succeed in.
Right.
And so this is a come to Jesus moment for a lot of people. I take what's happening with the march towards socialism and communism in America, I take it seriously.
Yeah, I do too. Even though it's a very small fraction right now, it's on the uprise. It is the trajectory is up. It's not, oh, well, these guys don't matter. They're just a small fraction of what we're doing here. But the point is, like, whereas, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, this stuff would have been dismissed as just kind of a fringe, silly thing going on. It's not going to really have any substantive support. But now it does. And then there's people who, you know, they are willing to go along with a flawed, failed system.
No, there's no doubt. Hey, Jeff. This stuff has conquered Michigan. It's conquered Minnesota. It's conquered New York. And now you have platforms that are influential that they're able to speak from. And, you know, the legitimacy of that is power. So, you know, proximity to power is power. And so when you have these socialist, communist, man, this is crazy. How in the world did Islam get into partnership with the trans agenda? How did that happen? Right. Well, it's expedient.
It's expedient. And this is, that's such an important point, because we could talk about the merits and the virtues of all these ideas and, you know, and these culture issues, and you and I are going to line up on the same side of it, but a lot of people are going to disagree. But what they need to know is that this is like, that's very tangential. It's really just a lust, a grab for power. It's a pursuit of power. And they're framing as these populist issues to achieve election wins or get a piece of legislation through or whatever it may be.
There's no question about that. And with every moment, population, with every moment, demographics are changing. And we have to understand that we have to win on spelling out exactly what is happening. And so when you look at, you know, even here in Alabama, especially in Texas is facing this down with Islam. Like, you have a movement forward with Islam, then you have Tal Rico, this guy. I mean, he's a pastor, minister, that believes there's six genders. I'm like, where did he get that? Who licensed that? But these pieces are in alliance. And let me tell you, that alliance is only short-lived, because there's 1,400 years of history of what happens. The very first place where Christians were named as Christians was in Antioch. That was Syria. There are no Christians in Syria anymore. This move has taken place, and, you know, Somalians were dumped off in Minnesota, and possibly there's that was an agenda to do just some of this very thing. And so we need to recognize that. And for those that are on the extreme progressive left, the trans agenda is a very unpopular ideology. But for those that are there, let me tell you, you will be discarded. That ideology will be discarded should that be successful. At least that's what we have seen globally.
Pastor, we got to get out of here. We're out of time. But if folks want to check out Pathway or anything else you're doing, how can they find out more?
Yeah, well, I mean, first, Jeff, I would say to everybody, find a church that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ and get a pastor that will speak cleanly and a place that you can go and worship and get to know Jesus, follow Jesus. There are a lot of things that are worth doing in life, but nothing is worth doing more than having a relationship with Jesus Christ. There's some amazing churches in our community. I'd encourage everybody to bring your family to church.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. We'll do it again. We'll do it again soon.
You're awesome, Jeff. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Let's get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.